We were hacked. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's been reported that U.S. intelligence officials believe Russia hacked emails from both the Democratic and Republican parties, but selectively released only the Democratic emails in hopes of electing Donald Trump. There's no proof, no sources were named, and Mr. Trump told Fox,
No, I don't believe that at all.
Senator John McCain, who's on the Senate Intelligence Committee, has joined with other senators to demand an investigation.
The facts are stubborn things. They did hack into this campaign, and they did it, I think, it requires an investigation.
But for now, there is no proof that Russia hacked both parties or that it deliberately released only Democratic emails or that those emails affected the election. And I'm not sure how you'd ever prove such a thing, because we're not talking about hacking the ballots and changing the numbers. We're talking about releasing emails in such a way as to influence voters, which presumes people actually base their vote on those emails. A finding that Russia was successful in changing people's votes would be basically saying American voters are gullible, which is not a nice thing to say. Plus, if Russia were found culpable, Vladimir Putin would simply call a news conference, turn on a TV monitor, and press play.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing.
Yes. So maybe it'd be better for everybody if we just drop it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.